This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'll stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Particular clip that is bone chilling, and that is sick video. Children paraded on stage at late night drag queen show in California. This is a bunch of little boys, I guess as young as age 10, dressed up like girls, shaking their ass to a bunch of men that throw money at them. And I can't show much of this. It gets here. It's really, really bad. But this is the dehumanization. This is the destruction of our youth. And this is pure Satanism, and this is what God hates. Meanwhile, I've got all these articles where they're having to shut down migrant centers because of deaths and rape taking place. Houston facility for migrant girls, 30 to 17, abruptly shuttered amid concerns. Employee death, rapes, you name it. Proving the governor right. We're going to play this clip, and we got Max Kaiser coming on. We just got him connected with some huge news. But here's what's going on with our children.
Why in the hell do these people got these little bitch ass kids at the drag show, y'all?
But it's
11:40 at night. These people have children in a drag show in LA on a big
USA! USA!
Telling her, get her money. Look at this fucking bull.
But the story's up on Infowars.com. Now, shifting gears, we're joined by Max Kaiser for this little segment. The next segment is talk about this Zero Hedge article. It's also in the Times of London. CNBC's reporting it. In a huge reversal, China now calls Bitcoin investment alternative after years of crackdown. So is this Bitcoin capitulation by the communist Chinese? And is this the biggest move yet in sovereign systems joining Bitcoin? Max Kaiser.
Yeah, Alex, it sure is. You know, I've been saying this for a number of years that we are heading to a Bitcoin war. You know, he who has the most Bitcoin will make the laws, will rule the world. And China understands this. I think they've known it for quite some time, and they're making their move. So over the weekend, we had a big crash in the miners that are in China that took 25% of the mining capacity offline. There was a 10-15% correction in the price of Bitcoin because of this move in China. It looks like now China is using that as an opportunity to accumulate Bitcoin. They just came out with this announcement that they now see Bitcoin as an investable asset. They're also importing hundreds of tons of gold very recently. So I think we're going to see China make a move with a gold-backed digital currency, central bank digital currency, that'll attract a lot of capital from around the world. And they're going to start hoarding and mining Bitcoin because they realize that in the 21st century, we're heading into the hash wars or the global Bitcoin wars where the country with the most Bitcoin will win, essentially World War III. It used to be territorial. It used to be gold. It used to have armies. That used to be the definition of your nation state. But now it's going to be Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to define who is
World
the
War
power.
Well, you were on 3 weeks ago and again 2 weeks ago, and you said, as soon as China signs on, the U.S. will completely sign on. Let me come back with that inside knowledge, or how did you know it? In fact, if we got the crew, somebody should go back. Him almost 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, where he said that, because it's happening right now. But listeners all heard it. You all saw it. We'll talk to Max Kaiser in 1 minute and see how he knew that When we come back, I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And you can find me at SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got one segment with Max Kaiser. He was on 3 weeks ago and again 2 weeks ago. And he said there will be Bitcoin capitulation. It will end up being the world currency. He said, I expect China will soon reverse itself, claiming it's against Bitcoin, and go for Bitcoin. He goes, I'm only wondering if the Federal Reserve will capitulate first. So you called it again 3 weeks ago when nobody else was saying that. You told me 10 years ago, get involved in Bitcoin. You told me 2 years ago, do it. I mean, you've definitely got your ear on the ground and beyond that. How did you make the prediction? How big is this move by China?
Well, I've been studying Bitcoin for 10 years. I've been investing in Bitcoin since it was a dollar, as you know. And there's a part of Bitcoin which is called game theory, and where all the incentives that make the network are equally balanced, and it attracts all players, global players, corporate players, municipal players, to try to game the system, and it always ends up in the same way, people accumulating. Bitcoin is the way you game the system. So I knew that this would graduate to the nation-state level, and I knew that China is looking for a way to get out of the U.S. dollar as world reserve currency, because the U.S. dollar is weaponized by the U.S. government with sanctions and other things. So going forward, all fiat money around the world is going to be retired. The dollar, the yuan, euro, it's all going to be retired as part of what they call the Great Reset or the New Bretton Woods. And we're going to go to a new global Bitcoin standard. And so smart countries like China are preparing themselves for the global Bitcoin standard by starting now to accumulate Bitcoin. They already have a nice percentage of the mining of Bitcoin in China, but other countries are open to start competing with them. In Texas now, you have a lot of Bitcoin miners because the energy costs in Texas are very cheap. So the U.S., if they want to be competitive, they need to subsidize Bitcoin mining right now. They need to make it an initiative. They need to understand that the World War III is going to be played out in terms of Bitcoin, and they stop looking backwards and fighting yesterday's war. They need to fight today's war and get into the Bitcoin competition to own as much as possible before they find themselves completely out of the race, Alex.
Explain the latest dip in Bitcoin. You were doing it before the break, but some stations joined us.
Right. So over the weekend, there was a fire in China, and some of the coal miners went down. And a lot of the mining that goes on, that's the amount of electricity that goes into creating Bitcoin, is in China. And it went offline. And so you had a dip in price because the electrical capacity of the network went down. Two things came out of this. Number one, it shows that actually the percentage of concentration of mining in Bitcoin is less than people thought. Number two, as of May 1st, you'll have what's called a difficulty adjustment, which is just readjust the network to account for this slippage in energy output. And number three, it also, at the same time, China said that they actually have reversed their position. They are now looking at Bitcoin as a reserve currency. And that is a big signal to the world. This is kind of like the shot heard around the world. This is what is now, I think, officially started global hash war. And so the U.S. is, hopefully they'll get into it sooner than later. China has now flied the Bitcoin flag, and they're saying, look, we're going to win.
How did you know 3 weeks ago this was about to happen? You said it was imminent.
Well, you know, I keep my ear to the ground. Peter Thiel made a big speech in Washington last week and said that he encouraged policymakers in Washington to be aware of what's happening in China and Bitcoin. So he was also aware of what was happening, and he's trying to get the message through to policymakers in Washington that this is happening now. They need to take this seriously right now, or they're going to find themselves at a huge disadvantage. Bitcoin is the scarcest commodity in the world. It's emerging as a world reserve currency. It has no counterparty risk. The verification is in the transaction. It's better than gold across innumerable different variables, and it's becoming the world reserve standard. And what will happen is all other currencies around the world will essentially be backed or built on top of the Bitcoin layer. In China, they're hedging their bets because they're also bringing in hundreds more tons of gold. And I think that they're going to announce that their central bank digital currency will be backed by gold. But
well,
it's still going to rise.
It shows me the dollar and other major currencies are weak and inflated, that gold and Bitcoin, that all these institutions are rushing into it.
Well, the fiat money are all going to be retired. They realize that there's no way to keep printing debt to get out of a debt problem.
And is that why they're so busy trying to, quote, give everybody free money right now? Is it politically getting them indebted?
Well, they're trying to politically paper over the fact that the American economy is effectively insolvent and that there's no way to create any GDP sufficient to pay down the debt that America has. So they're going
to Federal Reserve mean to say that we're at an inflection point?
Means that they have painted themselves into a corner and that there's no way that they can use any policy tool, not even negative interest rates, to create enough GDP or enough economic activity to solve the debt problem. The debt problem is now officially, according to the central bankers, intractable. It's unsolvable, and they are going to have to get rid of all the fiat money simultaneously around the world and bring in a whole new reset. And part of that, what China is saying is, you know what? We're going to front run you guys, and we're going to buy Bitcoin because we know at the end of the day, gold's not going to solve your problem. You're all going to end up into a Bitcoin standard, so we're going to be there first, ha, 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 you know, and they're making the right move, Alex.
What is Elon Musk doing pushing this other coin?
Well, that's a bit of a toy that he likes to have fun with. It's not a serious project. It can blow up at any second. Anything that's not Bitcoin is essentially kids playing around in Silicon Valley with toys. They're projects that are unsound or they're not secure. And it's the Reddit board, the Wall Street Bets guys. They like playing around with these online with these different things. So you can't compare the two. Bitcoin is comparable to gold, and everything else that's not Bitcoin, you have to look at it like just another fiat money. It's just another toy money, play money. And they come and they go, and there's thousands of them. And if they're knockoffs, right?
When folks go to Infowars.com, they see a Bitcoin icon that pops up. You can make donations to us there in Bitcoin or any other cryptocurrency to help keep us on air. We'd appreciate that. You can also go to swanbitcoin.com/Alex and get $10 free of Bitcoin there, signing up for free. Then it's a great place to buy Bitcoin. They've got a lot of the great services. And, of course, Max has been promoting this for years. I should have done it years ago when he told me about it. But we are now. So a lot of folks are using it. SwanBitcoin.com/Alex is a great, safe place to use. And it helps fund the InfoWar. So please use SwanBitcoin.com/Alex. We've got 2.5 minutes left. What else would you like to impart to us, oh, great oracle and wizard of Bitcoin, Max Keiser?
Well, ask me anything. You know, I'm here to answer your questions. You know, I've been
Almost 3 weeks ago, China's probably about to get big into Bitcoin, and the government just basically endorsed it. So how's the Federal Reserve respond to that?
Well, they're panicking. And so they're bringing people like Peter Thiel in and others who have the, you know, some knowledge about this, and they're trying to figure out a strategy. But, you know, they're in America's caught up in a cultural war, similar to what China went through in the 1950s, where the left is trying to create essentially a dystopian, nightmarish state of conformity where all individualism and free thought is canceled. So that's what their preoccupation is right now. And we know
fighting the last war. They've already conquered America, but they want to hurt the Midwest so bad and hurt the churches, and because they've taught this at the universities that they're not even involved in reality.
They're fighting the last war, Alec, exactly. China is emerging and starting the current war with the current weapon. They're amassing Bitcoin. And without it, America is going to find itself completely, as we used to say, an old expression, sucking hind tit. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that.
No, it's being sucking on a little titty.
That means you're way back in the line. You know,
yeah,
you're at the end of the line.
Up top, yeah, you don't. Well, it's just on a board or anything. The hind tip, even on a cow, that's the little one.
Yep, you're on the end of the receiving line. You know, America, if they want to stay irrelevant, they need to understand what's happening and start amassing and start a policy where they're going to start subsidizing mining and start to accumulate a big, big position. Otherwise, you know, I think Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly and carry a big stick. That's going to be speak softly and have a big Bitcoin position.
Well, I'll tell you what shows you how things are. Trump was bad for standing up to China. Then Biden is like waffling and does it, gets his ass kicked. It just shows they want the power without actually exercising it. Max Keiser, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All righty. Thanks, Alex.
Gerald Celente takes over just a few minutes, and he's always loaded for bear. So get ready for Gerald Celente. And don't forget what James O'Keefe talks about here with us on air. It's key.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does he know his stuff? He's really onto it. When this cat was calling Bitcoin, he was one of the first ones out there. Way, way beyond anybody else. And a great, great show. And I love being on with Max as well. You know, they're selling this COVID war, and they just don't stop with it. This is a headline from AP. Global COVID-19 deaths surpass 3 million. All right, this is for over a year. So they keep adding them up. So last year, it's not like they're starting the new year and saying how many COVID deaths this year. No, they're just adding them up and adding them up. So let's look at some of the COVID other deaths that aren't COVID related. About 8.7 million people died of air pollution last year. Now, do they add those up every year for the last century? Probably you got, you know, how many millions could have been dead by then? How many people are dying of pesticide poisoning each year? Do they add those up each year? About 200,000 Americans died last year of air pollution. How about the year before, the year before, the year before, the year before? How come they don't add that up? I'll tell you why. Because they're low-life pieces of scum crap selling fear and hysteria. This is the kind of headlines that are going out. It's from the Wall Street Journal. New York City targets reluctant residents for COVID inoculations. How dare you be a reluctant resident? Why don't you swallow the crap that they're shoving down your throat? And boy, are they shoving it down. My generation, the baby boomers, forget about it. Totally sold out cats, man, and kittens. You look at the numbers. Some 80% of them have gotten the shot. That's right. 80%. And almost 70%. Two shots. But yet, Fauci at NASCAR, White House looks to appeal to vaccine hesitant conservatives and evangelicals. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration was looking at ways to conduct outreach to white conservative communities where coronavirus vaccine hesitancy runs high. What does it have to do with being an evangelical or white? Or being in a political circle? It has nothing to do with it. There are people that don't want to get the vaccination because, number one, it has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. This is an emergency act, Operation Warp Speed. So to me, you have to be warped to take the vax. And then it goes on. This is from, I want to read you this. This is from the Financial Times. On the 17th. So this is an ancient. COVID vaccines, you ready? Show government can be a force for good. This is by, can't make out a last name, Jillian Tepp, it looks like. Last week I participated, ready, listen to this language, in a solemn ritual. A solemn ritual. Amen, om. Oh, a solemn ritual that almost 500,000 other New Yorkers had already experienced. Oh, wow. I traveled to the Javits Convention Center in Manhattan, where U.S. soldiers waved me into line. Oh, yeah, the Javits Convention Center. You're named after that Jacob Javits. This disgusts me that we name all these things after low-life pieces of crap scum politicians who suck off the public tit their whole life. Anyway, Javits Convention Center? When was the last time they had a convention at the Javits Convention Center? This huge place, this huge ugly piece of crap on the west side of New York. No conventions, no trade shows, no anywhere. And all the people that have lost their jobs, their businesses that depended on it. But we'll move on. I followed color-coded, with hundreds of others, I followed color-coded paths to tables staffed by nurses who jabbed me with a BioNTech Pfizer vaccine, then gave me a sticker, a bottle of water, and a vaccination card. Just 45 minutes later, I was out on the pavement with my freshly vaccinated cohort. Oh, a cohort? Oh, you got a cohort. You can't call it the cohort what it was. We'll call it a cohort to be politically stupid. Some were hugging each other. Others were taking selfies. And most were tapping their phones, ordering a ride home. How do you feel? A friend asked me. My answer was unexpectedly mixed. First, I was overcome by a level of euphoria I had not anticipated. A level of euphoria for getting vaxxed? What are you? Who? Save your crap for somebody else. No, no. This is the Financial Times, which I subscribe to. It costs a lot of money, and they're putting out this crap. I wanted to scream with joy. However, I felt guilty. New York State is distributing free vaccines to anyone over the age of 16. These are not free vaccines. You are a liar. We, the people, are paying for these vaccines. They are not free. They're stealing our money to give it to the drug lords that imbeciles and morons call Big Pharma. Yeah, Big Pharma. Drug lords, drug dealers, who will do anything to sell drugs. That's what drug dealers do. However, I felt guilty anyway. You know, over the age of 16, who had the tenacity to book an appointment on a glitchy website, and more than 5 million shots have now been dispensed. Yet my daughter, who was with me to Javits, said getting her own jab, also betrayed mixed emotions. Why can I get it when others who need it can't? What in propaganda? Propaganda? This is crap. We're going to be right back.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew. that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, you better do all you can to support the truth because we're all getting censored. You know, put up that latest cover that we have on the Trends Journal, if you will. That was just banned by LinkedIn. That's right. That cover was banned by LinkedIn.
One after another, we're getting banned. I'm saying this because you need to support the truth. You're not allowed. You got to listen to the crap they're shoving down your throat, like they are with the Financial Times and all the others telling you to get vaccinated. And if you don't want to, your conspiracy theory or whatever you want to call it, a stupid name that they make up. So support InfoWars to keep the truth alive. And they have this alpha power, and it's back in stock. And you need alpha power now more than ever, because they're taking the alpha and the power out of our lives. So with this powerful set of ingredients, they sought to make the perfect formula for boosting your performance and energy levels daily. This is an all-natural and healthy load of ingredients that include niacin, which is an essential B vitamin that helps improve vascular function. Zinc, an essential mineral that promotes men's health and vitality. They may ban zinc. They don't want to promote men's, you know, health and vitality. So you better get it now. LJ100, and it's a patented extract of Tongkat Ali that is the most concentrated and potent extract on the market. And it's an ancient Malaysian herb that's been used for, you know, thousands of years, traditionally for fertility and libido in men. You know, we just did an article in the Trends Journal about how the sperm count is going way, way down. Yeah. And men's penises are shrinking. I'm not making this up. And this isn't censored stuff. This just came out last 2 weeks ago. And it was in The Guardian. So this organic maca root concentrate is the kind of things that you need with this alpha power that's back in stock and 40% off. And maca root has been used for thousands of years by the natives of Peru. And the natives use this herb traditionally for fertility by incorporating it into their daily diet. And horny goatweed leaf and stem. Oh, you can't get horny anymore. Horny goatweed is a traditional Chinese medicine used for centuries in China for kidney, liver, and the herb is named because centuries ago, Chinese goat herders found that goats would get more viral after eating this native weed. And Tribulus terrestris fruit extract. And Tribulus terrestris is a Ayurvedic herb, also known as Gokshura in India, that has been traditionally used for liver support, fertility, and power virility. So alpha power even works synergistically with super male vitality, which is my favorite, to help you become a true alpha male and take charge of your energy to defy age. So don't fall short on energy in the fight against age and global tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with alpha power at 40% off from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStores.com. So do what you need to do to keep this going and keep yourself going. I'm telling you, they're saying that by 2045, the fertility rate, the sperm count, the way it's going now, will be down to nothing. And I'm not making that up. And going back to the COVID war, this is from the CDC. I mentioned to you before. As of April 15th, 80% of people 65 years or older have received at least one dose of vaccine, and 63.7% are fully vaccinated. Now listen to this. Remember, this is from the CDC. As access to vaccines to all Americans increases, we have reason to be hopeful. However, until more of the U.S. population is fully vaccinated, consistent use of prevention strategies, ready? Such as universal and correct use of masks. Correct use of masks. You mean these masks that everybody are wearing These ones with the poisonous fibers that you breathe in that are made in China, and you see all the air shooting in from the sides. Well, they're not included in that. And social distancing. Wait a minute, social distancing. You just made up a couple of weeks ago that you only had to be 6 feet apart, and now you're saying you only got to be 3 feet apart. They're making this crap up. India just locked down New Delhi. New Delhi has about 40 million people there. The middle class is dying. They just locked it down again. So, none of these things, now you know what they're locking it down for? A week. I say it should be locked down for 13 days. Why? No, I think it should be locked down for 17 days. Why? I think 18 and a half days. Crap heads are making this crap up. Goes on to say, hand washing. Oh, yeah. And make sure you use this. The stuff that, you know, a lot of it that has benzene in it and all these other chemicals that go into your bloodstream. And it's totally unnatural to use those, too. Will help limit the spread of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Even if you've been fully vaccinated, they have it underlined, against COVID-19, you should keep taking these everyday precautions in public places. Why bother get vaccinated? Why? What difference does it make? This is satanic. You got a bunch of jerks lying and leading the show. They locked down Ontario again. Yeah. Ontario. Where are the numbers here? I had them someplace here. Okay, yeah. 88% of the people in Ontario over 70 years old. 69% over 80 years old that had died of the virus. 88% of the people that died of the virus over 70 years old in an entire year. Out of a population of, 38 million in Canada, 23,000 deaths. In Ontario, 14 million people, 7,500 deaths over the period of the year. 69% of them are over 80. And they closed down a place. And you got to see the jerk, the slob that's telling people what to do. This guy, Doug Ford. Another daddy's boy. An arrogant piece of garbage crap. Born on third base and thought he had a home run. His daddy was in the politics before him. Left in the business. This moron telling people what to do. Locking the place down again. The facts are there and no one talks about them. No one. When we come back, I'm going to read this headline from the Cartoon News Network. Many evangelicals say they won't be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some experts say distrust and misinformation have played a role. The word experts is a curse word like dignitaries and authorities. You tell somebody to F you, that's not a curse word. That's proper. When you try to shove this crap down your throat. I'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hey, 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 great being on the Alex Jones Show. And very thankful for all that he does. What a great crew he has. And again, following Max Keiser. Max Keiser's some cat, man. You know, we used to have conferences here in Kingston, and Max and Stacey Herbert came up and addressed our group. We hung out the weekend and had a terrific time. I really admire him. He's a real man, and her. They're both wonderful people. Oh, by the way, we're having a rally on Memorial Day. If you go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, you'll see the information there. And it's a rally for freedom, peace, and justice. It's against the law. I had one last year against the law on the 4th of July. And I died. We all died from the virus. The people up here, the libtards, hated me for doing it. So this isn't really me that's going to be there. It's going to be Salenti 2.0. You know, I'm just made up. You know, we all died. Everybody died from the virus. So having a big rally on the corner of John and Crown Street in Kingston, New York. And this is the most historic four corners in America. It's where the seeds of democracy were sown.
And the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner, and I own three of them, and I bought them when nobody wanted them. I'm not a real estate guy. My bottom line is in money. So please join us. Going back to the data, and that's what we do with the Trends Journal, and again, just as you support the InfoWars, of course, if you want to know what's going on, what it means and what's next, there's no magazine like the Trends Journal. Last one was 175 pages. Because I can't read 175. You don't have to read the whole thing. You read what you want. It's about the economy. I'm going to stop on the economy right now. Geopolitics. But going to the economy. The market's down today. The markets are totally inflated. The markets are going to stay high as long as interest rates stay low. End of story. They're just going to keep pumping cheap money in. They'll do anything they can to keep pumping them up. The Bitcoin, you know, we're looking at it to go easily 100,000 plus. Again, that's if the governments don't come in and try to stop it from happening, just like they made us, made people bring, turn in their gold to the government in 1933 when FDR came in. So absent government intervention, Bitcoin's going to keep going. And the money that's going into cryptocurrencies is not going into gold and silver. However, gold and silver prices are going to keep going up because now more central banks are buying it. And also India, which is one of the biggest jewelry makers of gold. People love it. And China, same thing. They're buying up more and more gold. Gold, silver, Bitcoin, those are, and the other cryptocurrencies, and I'm not an expert in that field, in which ones are going to keep moving higher. People are going to be looking for alternatives for those that know the whole thing is a fraud. And talking about the fraud and how they're putting the numbers. So in the United States, 582,000 people died of the virus. This is over a year ago. They keep adding the numbers up, but they don't keep adding the numbers up of what you die from eating from pesticides and all the crap that they're putting in. They don't put that in air pollution. Now, so you know what the death rate is in the United States? It's a nation of 332,550,000 people. 0.175%. What are you closing everything down for? You know, people do die, and particularly older people. And most of the people that are dying are elderly or from nursing homes. But of course, once you get out of a nursing home, then they send you to daycare. Right, I think that's it. Yeah. No, day camp. You go to camp, day camp. Yeah. India. Almost 1.4 billion people, right? 1.4 billion people. Last year, almost 2 million died of air pollution related diseases. 2 million. They're locking down New Delhi, as I mentioned before. 40 million people there. The middle class is shrinking. They keep locking it down anytime they want. 180,000 people in a country of 1.4 billion that died of the virus over a course of a year. It equals, you ready? 0.0128% of its population. That's why I'm holding a rally, because they can keep robbing us of our freedom, peace, and justice. How could people put up with this crap? Look at the lowlives that are destroying our lives. These are freaks. You don't believe me? Look at their faces. CNN, before I go off the air. Many evangelicals say they won't be vaccinated against COVID-19. Some experts say distrust and misinformation have played a role. At Pastor Tony Spell's Sunday sermon last week, he preached a different kind of message that's usual in his congregation. Don't trust COVID-19 vaccines. Why, how dare he say that? Quote, I'll just tell you today, if being anti-mask and anti-vaccine is anti-government, then I'm proud to be anti-government. Amen. And you got to be proper. A women. Yes. I love a women. Anyway, I'm not allowed to say that. Again, as I show in my book, when Zizi gave Honey Boy everything I've ever written, this is by far my favorite. There's that picture of me and lovely Teresa McKelvey at our first communion in here somewhere. Where is it? Where are you, Teresa? Come on up. Anyway, here we are at our first communion. Here we are, all dressed in white. She's holding my hand, squeezing it tight. Anyway, you're not allowed to say you love women anymore in the United States of moronics. Goes on to say, I'll be anti-mask and anti-vaccine. Is anti-government, then I'm proud to be anti-government. Then here's what CNN says. He goes on to falsely state, if you have a 99.6% survival rate, why do you want somebody to contaminate your bloodstream with something that may or may not hurt you? Yep, he was wrong. You know how much he was off? According to the statistics that we found, the grand total of he said 99.6, 98% recovery rate. That's at the lowest end. 98% recovery rate. And you're locking down everything? This is the kind of headlines they have. And this is what people kill. Nova Scotia. One new death from COVID-19. Six new cases reported. Ready? Look up who died. A woman who was over 80 years old. Australia. I want to play this clip next time I come on, but right now I want to introduce Owen Schroyer. He's taking over. He does such a great job, and boy, I love being on with him. And here's Owen. Take it away, Owen.
Well, Gerald, we've got a loaded broadcast coming up in the war room today, and specifically what the media and the Democrats are doing with the George Floyd Derek Chauvin trial is really just despicable. They want America to burn. The lies that they've told throughout this case, the lies that they told on the outset, the lies that they're telling now, it's quite apparent. Maxine Waters and the mainstream media and the Democrat Party want to see America burn. I don't know if that's if they think it has a political value for them or the value for the media ratings, but that's clearly what they want. And so if justice is served here, there's no way Chauvin is going to get a murder charge, which is what Maxine Waters admits that they're demanding, because that's what terrorist groups do, is make demands, Gerald. You know that. So the chances are Chauvin's not going to get that. So you know what that's going to mean. You've seen what Minneapolis looks like, a third world country all boarded up. I'm sure they'll do the same thing in your area, Gerald, soon as well. We've also got the latest nonsense from the little man Fauci, the latest nonsense on the left and how they're destroying America. It's all coming up on the War Room, Gerald.
And thank you so much for what you do, Owen, and thanks for having me on. Take it away.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned at band.video. The Alex Jones Show concludes right now. The War Room begins in 2 minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.